You bet. Thank you. Now, Britton says the number of online child sex abuse images has increased dramatically in recent years. Britton's National Crime Agency says it received over 82,000 referrals of child sex abuse images just last year. Now, this is a sevenfold surge in the past 5 years. Officials say that at least 80,000 people in Britton are estimated to pose sexual threats to children online. Rights groups warn the threat is global. Anti-slavery charity International Justice Mission UK says latest figures out of the NCA should be a wake-up call in highlighting the seriousness of this problem. The UN estimates that at least 1.8 million children are trafficked into the sex trade globally each and every year. Joining us out of Washington, D.C. is Dr. Wilmer Leon, columnist and political scientist. Hello, Dr. Leon. It's a pleasure to have you back in the program, sir. Are you shocked at these statistics out of the U.K., sir?
That shocked, nor am I that surprised, because, you know, the ills that threaten individuals, and in this case children, on the national level only grow exponentially once we start to factor in globalization and as we factor in the way that the world has gotten smaller through the use of technology. So what has been an ongoing problem plaguing children for centuries now becomes facilitated through technology. And then we also see this being factored in, of course, with the latest uncovering of the scandals in the Catholic Church.
But nowadays, when the technology is at such an optimum level, I mean, and you know, you have like the FBI there in the States, they're very vigilant. They go after these sex offenders and people who are looking at child images. You'd expect that out of the UK. Why is it that right now we're seeing unprecedented numbers of people looking at child porn? Could it be because more time is being averted to maybe terrorist-related, you know, studies online by law enforcement, intelligence, or perhaps, you know, identity thefts, other stuff?
Well, I think the premise of your point is spot on, that child sexual abuse does not get the attention that it needs, and there are other things that are being pursued. But I think it's also important to understand that in most instances, the predators and the deviants will stay one step ahead of those that are chasing them, because the law enforcement tends to be a reactionary entity as opposed to a proactive vehicle. So they are going to be chasing things that have happened, where they, in many instances, particularly as it relates to this heinous, disgusting crime, should be on the front end of preventing it.
Great point there. Thank you for shedding some light on this. Dr. Wilmer Leon, out of Washington, D.C., columnist and political scientist.